You are tuned in to FM 90.3 WJTL. It's Zariah Zachary with Stay. Happy Tuesday to you. Cinco de Mayo, 7:20 on the clock. You're hanging out with Liam and Kaylin.
Weather-wise, today looking sunny and breezy. High of 82. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low of 61. Winning Wednesday, rain showers, high of 71 right now, about 58 degrees here in Mannheim.
We have another very special guest today. It is our dear friend, Monica DePaul. She is the producing artistic director of theater at Kavod Performing Arts. Monica, so good to see you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, so good to see you too.
For our listeners who might not know, tell us a little bit about what Kavod is.
Sure. Well, at Kavod, we are a performing arts space, and we're there to tell timeless and redemptive stories. We're there to provide hope during difficult times. We want to create community, and we do it all for the glory of God. That is our main purpose.
That's
creating
amazing.
With purpose.
And on the website here, it says you are all things theater. And there are a lot of exciting theater events that are coming up. Can we just go one by one and talk about all the ways that our community can get involved? So it looks like the New Holland Open House with Kids Cookie Break is coming up July 11th. Tell us a little bit about that event.
Yeah, I love the open house events because they're great ways for the community to come out and see what we do. So we have Kids Cookie Break. We have bounce houses. We have tours of this space, but then we also have performances going on.
Wow.
So that families can come and see, like, oh, this is what Kavod is about.
Yeah.
Like the dance groups, the singers maybe doing pieces from shows we've done in the past, musicians sometimes, like it's all performing arts, all for God. So yeah,
that's amazing. So for those who don't know, obviously you are in New Holland. Where exactly are you located in that area?
Sure. On New Holland Pike, in the same strip mall where Grocery Outlet is, across from Sheetz.
There you go.
It's very convenient.
Yes.
I love going to Kavod and, hey, I can go to Grocery Outlet. I can get my gas at Sheetz. I can do all the things I got to do, see a show, do my work, direct the show, you know.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful area there, too.
Yes.
So folks want to check that out online. Kavod.org is the place that they can do that.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, it looks like July 13th through the 26th, something big is coming. Musical theater camp.
Yes!
And performances are the 25th and 26th. Tell us all about what theater camp entails.
Oh, my goodness. It is a great time. It is 2 weeks, full day of, we're doing the show Shrek.
That is awesome.
Yeah, which is very fun. It is full. We don't have room for any more enrollments, but any families that maybe want to come out and see our show and see what we do, it's a great opportunity to see what we do with the kids and performance-wise, and then maybe next year sign up for camp. But we don't just work on the show. Like, we start every day with prayer and small group time. We're super intentional about finding the biblical principles within whatever show we're doing.
Yeah.
And finding biblical worldviews in our themes and how, and that's the case with all of our shows, whether we're doing Titanic or Newsies, which we're doing in October. Like, we're always looking for a through line that brings us back to the Lord.
Yeah, well, I can feel Kaylin and I both smiling right now. We have memories from theater camp as kids, you more so than me probably. I don't want to put you on the spot, but do you have any great stories or memories from theater camps in years past that really sort of encapsulates what you guys are all about?
Oh, sure, yes. I was just a part of it. I wasn't directing this show or anything.
Sure.
But there was a time when Rick Weaver, who directed the shows a lot over the years, the kids were just having a really hard time. Like, they were feeling very emotional or anxious. And, you know, in 2 weeks' time, it's like, oh, we got to get this done. But he stopped everything and just took, I don't know, half an hour to just stop and praise the Lord.
Wow.
And worship and let them cry and let them be emotional and let them praise the Lord. And it was super powerful that we can take the time to turn our faces to the Lord and then create together after that. It just made the cast way closer, like as a community, and the friendships that happen beyond that are just priceless.
Wow. Yeah, how cool is that? So musical theater camp happening from July 13th through the 26th. Performances, The community is invited to see those the 25th and the 26th. Kavad.org is the place to get details on that. Also, August 1st is the Mannheim Open House with Kids Cookie Break. Tell us a little bit about that event.
Yeah. So Mannheim is our new space. We've only been there, I think, going on 3 years, but very exciting. This August, we are opening the expansion space. So it's right next door. We have another few thousand square feet, including a Black Box performance space, Black Box Theater. So that will be added on. It'll be like, I think, the only performance space in Mannheim outside of you guys.
Well, sure,
you
know? Yeah.
So a small intimate space that we're super excited about that will be mostly focused for dance, theater, and smaller cabarets or events if people want to book it, you know, things like that. And so for open house, everyone will get to see this new space, which is super exciting. And then we'll also do performances like the New Holland Open House as well.
That is so fun. And we are so happy to be a part of that with Kids Cookie Break as well. The Mannheim location expansion campaign is available online, kavad.org, if folks want to get more information on that.
Yes.
And you guys are everywhere, including tomorrow. There's a chicken barbecue.
Yes.
That's a big deal for everyone involved. Tell us all about that event.
Yes. So delicious chicken. I don't know. It has a reputation beyond New Holland. It's our chicken barbecue event at our New Holland location, starting at 11 until we're sold out. You can go on kavad.org and pre-order your chicken. So you make sure you get your meals before you get there. And all of our staff will be hard at work. Hopefully not in the soaking rain. Hopefully it'll be a beautiful day.
Oh, we're hoping too.
It really helps us with all of the campaigns that we're trying to get involved with, get in the community, get the word out, use performing arts to spread the love of God.
Yep. You guys are so great. What a blast that sounds like. It's a chicken barbecue happening tomorrow, 11 a.m. until the chicken is sold out. You can get your meal pre-ordered or, I guess, reserved at kavad.org. There is literally no excuse in terms of the community not being involved and seeing what you guys are all about. You guys are hosting so many events coming up soon. And if folks want to get information on those, kavad.org is the place to go.
That is the place.
Awesome. Monica, you're awesome. It is always so great to see you. Thank you so much for spending some time with us this morning.
Thanks
you can check out everything that Monica and her team are up to at kavad.org as we dive right back into the music with David Leonard. Here's Well Done right here, FM 90.3 WJTL. Good morning.